This is Fresh Air. What do rock stars talk about over dinner? Well, one night this spring, George Harrison told his dinner companions, Roy Orbison, Jeff Lynne, and Tom Petty, that he needed another song for a record he was working on. The group decided to write one together, over at Bob's house. That's Bob Dylan. Over the next few weeks, the fivesome wrote enough songs for an entire album. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of the Traveling Wilburys, Volume 1.
Everybody got somebody to lean. Your body next to mine and dream on. I've been uptight and made a mess, but I'll clean it up myself, I guess. Oh, the sweet smell of success handle me with care.
The teaming of Bob Dylan, George Harrison, Roy Orbison, Tom Petty, and the Electric Light Orchestra's Jeff Lynne as the Traveling Wilburys can only be called a revival of an outdated rock concept, the supergroup. Remember supergroups? It's a real 60s idea. Famous musicians band together to make a record and make a killing. The Blues Project, or Crosby, Stills & Nash, or Cream were kind of exciting, but they eventually became pretentious ripoffs like Blind Faith, a brief hype organized around Eric Clapton. Supergroups are a pretty stale, obnoxious idea by now. That's why there was no reason to suspect that the Traveling Wilburys would be any good at all. Yet this album is completely disarming, funny, ingratiating, and in its own world-weary, old pro way, quite passionate. That, of course, is Roy Orbison singing lead on Not Alone Anymore. Throughout this album, the stars trade lead vocals, everyone plays rhythm guitar, often all five at once, and the drumming of the great Jim Keltner keeps the old duffers driving forward. The record is an occasion for Roy Orbison to remind us he still has a great voice, for George Harrison to remind us he has a sense of humor, for Tom Petty and Jeff Lynne to remind us they're still alive, and for Bob Dylan to remind us that there is apparently no end to his amusing mean-spiritedness.
Congratulations for making me wait. Congratulations. Now it's too late. Congratulations. You came out on time. Congratulations. You never did know when to stop.
The best thing about this album is that it's a real collaboration, not just a collection of star turns. On the cut we just heard, Dylan's bitterness is sweetened nicely by Jeff Lynne's soaring keyboards and a whimsical guitar figure that's a clear George Harrison trademark. On other songs, the players toss vocal lines back and forth, and it's a real fan's treat hearing the way such famous voices sound when they clash or harmonize. As the album proceeds, particular themes emerge, the most pervasive of which is that hollow macho cliché, the loneliness of being a guy alone, and by implication, a star. Once again, however, your expectations are denied. Instead of being pathetically self-indulgent, the tribulations of solitary stardom seems to be the only idea that really moves these isolated rock veterans, and it results in the album's loveliest song, End of the Line.
Maybe somewhere down the road away, think of me and wonder where I am these days.
At the end of the line.
Maybe somewhere down the road when somebody plays.
At the end of the line.
The purple haze.
Well, it's all right. Even when push comes to shove. Well, it's all right.
just glad to be here, happy to feel that.
At the end of the line, of the line.
And it don't matter if you're by my side.
At the end of the line,
I'm satisfied.
Well, it's all right.
As agreeable as this is, and I think that's a really good song, there's a lot that's awfully coy about this Wilberry act. They've all taken pseudonyms. Dylan is Lucky Wilberry, Orbison is Lefty Wilberry, and so on, as if they're the five dwarves. They are all real short guys, come to think of it. The liner notes are a cutesy unsigned narrative, a jokey history of the band. From the tone, I suspect they were written by the Monty Python member thanked on the record jacket, Michael Palin. It's said that while the Wilberries have no desire to tour, there's already a movie in the works, doubtless one of those mock documentaries like This Is Spinal Tap or The Ruddles. In other words, they're going to run this thing into the ground. Until that happens, however, we can enjoy this rare burst of rock and roll camaraderie as an unexpected pleasure.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.
She's a worried owl, walking down this same highway. I don't see nothing new, but I feel a lot of change, and I get the strangest feeling. Yes, I'm heading for the light.
This is Fresh Air.